Welcome back to Sports Day. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby with you. And tonight we profile, as we always do here on a Wednesday, women that are doing big things in sport. And one thing that is happening, I think you'd have to be under a rock if you didn't know that the AFL women's competition was getting underway on Friday. And the Frio Dockers are in action against the Western Bulldogs on Saturday, away from home. And one of their stars, or we hope she's going to be one of their stars, Kirby Bentley joins us on the program. Kirby, welcome. How are you?
No worries. Thank you. Yes, not too bad. Feeling pretty excited about this weekend. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, my co-commentator here has been telling me that you girls have been burning up the track, and he's got very high expectations for you. How has training been?
Yeah, I think it's going well. We've got a quite a young group, with some having a fair bit of experience. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I think the girls have kind of really excelled, especially in the second half of the preseason.
Kirby, has the preseason and also the expectations around and the media presence that you've seen over the last couple of days, has that exceeded your expectations, given that you are one of the mature age players in the competition?
Exceeded it in what regard? In just seeing them around and having...
Yeah, and how big it's been promoted, and you see it on TV, it's been on every news bulletin, radio, all the girls are getting media interviews. Is that what you expected coming in?
I think to a certain extent. I think it's because women in AFL is so new, and people are starting now to become aware of what we're doing, I think they have a great interest in it. So, you know, with the media and the profiling around all that, and I think it's exciting, and the expectation, I don't think as a club and as players we've really put anything on it. We've just come to training and kind of bought into what we're about in Fremantle. So, yeah, no high expectations, but it's great seeing all of that.
Hey, Kirby, for those that are going to get to know you as we see you running around on the television screen and you have a chat to us here on 6PR, tell us a bit about your background. When did your love for footy start?
I'm a Noongar girl from Mount Barker, so I'm a country kid, and I grew up thinking I was a boy until I was probably about 7 years old, and with a lot of the cousins and my best mates being boys, I pretty much grew up loving the game. So unfortunately I'm a little bit older than most girls, and I wasn't allowed to play footy with the boys. I could to a certain age, and then I had to select another sport. So I was at a pretty young age and watching the old school footballers and Hayes play and you play as well. So, I grew up with that era.
And being a country girl, and Hayes and I are country boys, so we understand the landscape. I don't know if you've ever been to Shackleton, but if you don't blink, you miss it. Got the smallest bank in the world, Kirby. If you have ever been, you've probably even been there. But you were a good netballer too, I believe.
Yeah, I played netball. I did try to play. I grew up, I represented WA, so I was fortunate enough with the opportunities coming through there, and I pride myself on working hard to making that step into the state arena through netball, but it's opened the opportunities come to football, so the agility kind of helps or works in my favour at times, and maybe a little bit slower, so I know I probably need to become a little bit smarter with the way I play footy.
You've also worked with some of the most iconic names here in WA, Troy Cook, David Wirrupunda, Dale Kickett at the Wirrupunda Foundation, and I do believe you are currently working with BHP as a explosive drill and blast person. Would that be right?
Yeah, I've worked with Dale, Troy and Wirra. Obviously, they're legends in the sport, but they're great ambassadors for the game, not only the game, but for providing opportunity for young Indigenous boys and young women at that as well. So, you know, they're in a sense elders to us, and we look up to them and respect them highly. But yeah, working with BHP Billiton at the moment, I was a drill and blast or a blast controller, which meant that I load explosives into the ground.
You blow stuff up.
You blow the crap out of stuff, do you? Is that what you used to do?
Well, that's exactly what I used to do, and so not many people used to mess around with me, but now I don't do that. They've kind of started arcing up a bit.
Now, I want to mention this. I don't want to embarrass you, but you haven't even played an AFL game yet, and you've got your own Kirby Bentley Cup. Every year you have your own tournament or carnival that a lot of young Indigenous girls are invited to play a variety of different sports. And you made up the name the Kirby Bentley Cup. Is that true?
I wouldn't say I made it up. I just went to the trophy store and just bought a trophy for Mum just for laughs. No, the West Australian Footy Commission approached me a couple of years ago. Being one of the Indigenous players that have played in the matches against Western Bulldogs in the Melbourne, and being a more elite Indigenous footballer in the country, I think they wanted to get something established for our young kids, which I was on board for 100%. And it's more than just me and my name. It's about creating the opportunity for them, whether if footy is what brings them together and then we educate and empower our young kids, then it creates more of an opportunity. And I think AFL Women's coming in and everything that we're about to provide our young kids, I think it's a fantastic step and move forward.
In all seriousness, you are a great role model for many girls out there and boys. And tell us a bit about the journey over the last 3 or 4 months, because it hasn't been easy for you coming off an 18-month layoff with a knee reconstruction and playing your first game last week, which I knew, you know, you had some concerns going in about how it was going to hold up.
Yeah, having a major injury is never an easy task. You know, psychological challenges, you never know if you're ever going to get back right, if you're going to be fit enough, you're going to be strong enough. So you have so many questions that run through your head, and as hard as you do the work behind the scenes, you end up with some hiccups, and that's been my challenge leading into the AFL, our pre-season at Fremantle. So I had a bit of inflammation on one of my knees, and I need an injection done, which helped settle that, but then the other knee kind of started playing up. So I don't know whether that's age or arthritis or what's kicking in, but finally got on top of that and had the first game, and it was, as much as it was nice to get it out of the way, there were still a couple of questions that I needed to kind of get through and answer, but I'm ready to go. There's nothing I can lose. We've got everything to gain, so with the opportunities coming up, and Western Bulldogs this Saturday is probably a great hit out just to go and lay some tackles, to be tackled and to have a fair crack.
Well, one thing that I always lived and died by, Kirby, I don't know if it'll help you or not, but if you go in half-hearted, you get hurt. So if you go in as hard as you can, you'll come out the other side and you usually do pretty well. Now, the Western Bulldogs are, along with yourselves, favourites for this competition. So there's going to be the eyes of the nation on this game. Are you feeling a little bit of the pressure knowing that you are, as a team, expected to do really well in this inaugural competition?
No, I don't think so. I think the girls, we've focused individually on the things that we need to work on. And as a club, our coaches have done a fantastic job in making sure that our eyes are on the task at hand. So every time we're at training, we're not really focusing on our expectations or what is expected of us leading into this game. And
have you been surprised, being one of our leading players and with your experience, have you been surprised at, say, a few of your teammates and maybe how good they are or how good they've got in the last few months, given the opportunity that they've now got?
I wouldn't say surprised. I would say stoked or happy. I'm excited for these girls. I think the whole playing group and squad have a lot of potential, and with the coaches and their experience that they have, they're able to enable them and empower them to become better footballers. And when you put them in with players that have played for a little while and maybe a little bit slower but can think maybe for them, it kind of complements each other and our work, I think. So yeah, I'm excited to watch these girls play in Excel.
Kirby, I understand there was a club legend down at training last night. It wasn't myself. It was the great Sean McManus who addressed the girls, and he speaks with so much passion and love for the jumper. What was that message like for the group of girls?
I think it was eye-opening. The way he spoke, and you can feel it and you can sense it in his words, and he played with his heart and on his sleeve, and he played for the jumper, and he just seemed like a true, genuine bloke when it came to Fremantle Dockers and what he was about. So our message, well, the message that we sent as leaders to our girls is to make sure that this experience is one that we want to remember and that we want to play with absolute pride, because the people before us, the men before us have done just that, and Macca, Sean certainly put that message across.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's one you can talk about after having a couple of knee reconstructions straight up there, because he did it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's right. And we all go through our challenges and everybody has their story, but you're right, he's come through the other end and, yeah, he's a legend.
Do you remember the advice I gave you last night about your knee?
Well, what was that, Paul? I'm kidding.
Stay on your feet.
No, yeah.
Is that what he said? Hey. Stay on your feet. You can't run laying down, Kirby. You've got to stay on your feet.
Yeah, no. Look, Paul, in saying that, Paul's he's been absolutely great for us and our girls. He's still got the moves. I've watched him at training. He filled in one of our drills. And
last night, apparently. What did he do?
Yeah, well, the other week, his ball placement and just the way he... Like, I love watching... Like men players play, I think the way their vision.
So he's still got it.
And how's he move the cones? Has he moved them all right? Has he put them in the right spot too, Curve, does he?
Yeah, he jogs out there pretty quickly and he shuffles them in and out accordingly.
Just put them wherever Coach Cowan wants them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's nice to have you on the show. We really appreciate you giving up your time tonight. We do wish you all the best. Safe travels across there to take on the Western Bulldogs, and let's hope that the Freo Dockers can get the chocolates.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks a lot for having me.